This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, come up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do there, including getting involved in the conversation. Great chat room. Many people up there that smarter than I am, obviously, apparently. So I do appreciate your time with me. Brad Dickens will join us right after the first break. I mean, a lot of wins, a lot of things coming in front of SCOTUS, and maybe, just maybe, if we start winning some of these cases, I might feel better about them. I don't know about the rest of you. Kind of tough when the easy ones, they skate past. They won't even touch. You know, if you head up to the website, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter. You know, I don't inundate people. I hate it. I hate when people do it to me. I'm not going to do it to you, okay? Whoa, there you go. And you can also sign up for the text messaging. You can text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Talk a little bit about it when Brad actually comes on. Supreme Court says that those churches in Northern California, they must... Not maybe, kind of, sort of, would be, could be, whatever. They must be allowed to worship. And, you know, that's a big deal. Now, let's see if they actually do it, though. Okay? Let's see if they actually, if the county, who have already basically spit in the eyes or spit in the face of the Supreme Court once before, with the same ruling, basically, right? They weren't going to allow them to open, and PJI jumped all over it, Pacific Justice Institute, and they made a big and they pushed to get the courts opening. I mean, the churches open again. Also, a county judge was arrested, along with three others, on 150 counts of voter fraud in Texas. The stuff that doesn't exist. You know what I'm talking about? it never ends. The foolishness just never ends. A justice of the peace and three others in Texas were arrested. They all face charges of voter fraud. 150. Right? Not 15, not 10, 150 different incidents of voter fraud. But I want to assure you, well, I can't assure you, but the Dems have assured me, that voter fraud doesn't happen. Nothing to see here. Do you know what I mean? I love it. I think it's hilarious. Medina County Justice of the Peace Thomas Ramirez was arrested last month, and he's facing one count of organized election fraud. One count of assisting voter voting ballot by mail. And 17 counts of unlawful possession of a ballot. Or ballot envelopes. Why would you have an envelope? I don't know, just asking. Anyway, the that's according to the local news station, WAI-TV. He said, I was stunned by the allegations because there's absolutely no truth to them. I spent the last 27 years building my law practice and serving in this community, which was created by reputation for fairness, sincerity, and integrity. For people who know me, these allegations are absurd. To those who don't, it provides a reason to sneer and hate. Now, Ramirez was arrested after a Bandera grand jury indicted him. Now, you know the old joke, right? A grand jury can indict a ham sandwich because you don't get to defend yourself, right? Garza Martinez and Balderrama each face one charge of organized election fraud, and as well as multiple counts of illegal voting. Ramirez was elected to serve as the Justice of the Peace in Medina County in 2018. He has since been suspended from the position in light of the charges. Now, look, what did he do tonight? He should get his day in court, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. The news comes as voter fraud has been hotly contested, you know that, all over the place, right? The election was rigged. The Supreme Court and other courts didn't want to do anything about it, Trump said during his speech at CPAC. You know, had we had a fair election, the results might have been much different. No, they would have been much different. Not might, they would have been. Actually, I love the line when he first came out on stage, right? Do you miss me yet? There's never been a journey so successful. I mean, think about everything he got accomplished in 4 years. Right? I mean, really, seriously. When you think of all the accomplishments he had, and how fragile, how easy it is to turn him around, as we have been seeing. But we're not, as he said, we're not done yet. Right? We're going to get united, Dem and Republican, whether you want to hear it or not. Remember, there were a lot of Democrats that voted for Trump. There were a lot of Democrats that jumped on the Trump train, if you would. You know, he said that we all knew that the Biden administration was going to be bad. But none of us knew how bad. None of us imagined just how bad he could be and how fast he would go left. Remember, we were having that same debate over Obama when he first got in. And then what happened? Well, he went left, but not like this. And Joe never talked about this thing. He hid a lot of things he was going to do. You know, really, to think about it, Joe Biden's campaigns was nothing more than a bunch of lies to try to get others to vote for him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Well, listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's all I ask. Just be part of the solution. Do your homework and speak out of it, out of being informed. Do not speak because you just your last Twitter feed or what have you. So anyhow, as I was telling you in the first segment, kind of surprised that SCOTUS moved so fast on this. But in the same token, Santa Clara County thought themselves above the Supreme Court, which had to irritate some of those with the power at the top. But I don't know about these things. I don't track these things as well as Brad Dinkins does for PJ, one of the the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
All right, so I know you're excited about this. I was excited when I saw it. You had talked about this last week on the show. The Supreme Court granted PJI an emergency relief, allowing those churches in Santa Clara County to open up, correct?
That's correct. We filed a strategic lawsuit on behalf of these churches. And I say strategic. We don't just, you know, knee-jerk file lawsuits. We do our homework, we do our strategy development, and we file it the case accordingly. And so we got a federal judge to declare, okay, Santa Clara County, you have to open up the churches. You can't just have them totally shut down because of the Supreme Court decision that came back fairly recently. And then the judge stayed his own decision. In other words, says, hey, second thought, I'm not going to actually have this order after all. And then it went up to the Ninth Circuit. We appealed to the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit 3-0 said, yeah, that's right. Santa Clara, you go ahead and close down those churches as much as you want. I mean, you're fine. No problem here. Supreme Court, just don't even pay attention to what they said. That doesn't apply to you. You're the Silicon Valley with the big tech companies. You're privileged. I'm adding a little animation
right,
to this.
Right.
Okay, but you know, it's no coincidence it happens to be Silicon Valley's big tech headquarters. I think that attitude of somehow being aloof from everyone else, including the Supreme Court, is implicit in some way. But so Ninth Circuit rules 3-0, saying yes, right, you can oppress the churches, and then so we have our trial. We have Pacific Justice Institute. We have our case on appeal. The Ninth Circuit. We're preparing it as we speak. We went ahead and filed for a writ for an emergency injunction, a writ of emergency injunction. And we did this before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court gave us some questions. They wanted some answers. Gave some questions to Santa Clara County and their legal counsel. Wanted some answers, and I tell you, they went ahead and granted this emergency injunction, which is the first time in my lifetime I've ever seen the Supreme Court not wait for the full case to come up before, and instead decide to say, you know what, this is so obvious, we're not even going to wait for the Ninth Circuit to come out with their final decision. This is an injunction. Open those churches now. This is unconstitutional. It was an astounding victory, and we're very pumped and encouraged for churches, not just in Santa Clara County that are now fully protected, Joe, but also for churches in counties all across America that are being told that they can't have an indoor service of some kind.
Well, two things that are just as surprising, I'll put it that way. I want you to think about something. First off, this went in front of Elena Kagan, right, first in the emergency?
Cause yes.
She's the one that handles this area.
Yes, and she could have just unilaterally said, denied, I deny the writ for emergency injunction. But instead, she said she went and held a meeting, a powwow conference meeting with all the other justices on the Supreme Court, and says, okay, I'm going to bring it for the entire Supreme Court, let them review it. And that was smart that she did, because she realized that her peers outnumbered her perspective. And sure enough, 6-3, with her in the minority, 6-3, they ruled in favor of the churches and their rights to reopen their doors and have indoor services. That's a 2-1 victory on the Supreme Court with an emergency injunction, which is, like I said, it is nearly impossible to get that kind of relief from the United States Supreme Court. We're very excited.
What does this mean now, though? I mean, seriously, Brad. So does it go in front of the whole court? Does it get thrown back down to the Ninth Circuit, and they've got to decide what they're going to do or not going to do or might do?
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 and said, open up the churches. But it's not permanent because the full case, it's just like a temporary injunction pending the Ninth Circuit ruling on the whole case and that whole case going up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, look, the churches can open in Santa Clara County. They can have their indoor services. This is in effect until we look at the Ninth Circuit decision in this case. Now, the Ninth Circuit, mind you, has got to have a little feet under the fire because they know. The Supreme Court's made it very clear what their position is. And so if the Ninth Circuit says, yeah, once again, yeah, we agree. There's no permanent injunction. There's no permanent relief. Santa Clara wins. You know the Supreme Court is going to reverse that. So there's a good chance that the Ninth Circuit may you know, go ahead and... Well, and
it's a shot across that. It's a shot across the bow, right? I mean, basically,
totally.
The Ninth Circuit said, are you guys stupid or what?
Yeah, exactly. So the Ninth Circuit rules, you know, the other way. It says, oh, yeah, you are stupid. You're totally stupid, and it's humiliating. So I think that the Ninth Circuit is going to do the right thing. They may try to qualify it in some way. But the bottom line is we're going to get the permanent relief. We don't have it yet, but we got a powerful emergency injunction from the United States Supreme Court. We're in a very strong position strategically. In a chess game, we just took the queen, if you will.
Yeah.
And the king is now
grounded
on three sides.
This could be a moot point. If Newsom opens up everything, this is a moot point, right?
Maybe yes or no. The court may decide that it's moot, but I think that they won't. And the reason, because this is capable of repetition yet evading review. In other words, if it can happen again in the future and then again, and then go back and forth before the Supreme Court can rule on it, that's called capable of repetition yet evading review. I think the Supreme Court is going to see, because of how this has played out up and down, that it's going to need to be resolved definitively by the Supreme Court. So I think that they will. I personally believe, Joe, that we've got to continue our hard litigation at Pacific Justice Institute.
Oh,
make
yeah.
no mistake.
No question.
We're going to.
Yeah.
But I do believe, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, I believe at the end of all our litigation and others, that we are going to see the last of government permanently shutting down churches, saying no indoor services. I don't think we'll see that again. After this law. After
you are one optimistic man, my friend, you know, but I got a funny story. You believe that line. I'm from the government. I'm here to help, but I'm just kidding. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Brad Dacus.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Merck will help Johnson & Johnson manufacture its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine. The partnership will reportedly use the powers of the Defense Production Act to give Merck the priority it needs to ramp up its facilities for production. Merck and Johnson & Johnson are two longtime pharmaceutical rivals, both headquartered in New Jersey. Brian Thomas is with UPS. He tells CBS News as they continue to push out the J&J vaccine, they're also shipping the other vaccines as well.
And so while we're excited to have the new volume come on board, and that represents another provider, we absolutely can't lose track in sight of all of the other responsibilities we have for the existing two providers.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his statewide mask mandate is ending on March 10th, and all businesses can reopen at 100% capacity. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, seriously, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on there. Let me bring Brad back on because I want to talk about PJI. And truly, there are so many things going on that you need to pay attention to. You need to be aware of. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, tell them what the institute is, what it does, and how they can help you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we defend religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, and basic civil liberties, all without charge. And we do this all across the United States. We have more offices coast to coast in 11 states than any other organization of our kind. And we're also unique in that we work hard to make sure that no one is ever left on the side of the road, that everyone gets help. We don't just cherry pick high-profile cases. So we're very unique. And we right now have about 50 cases in active litigation, and now I'm even talking about all the hundreds of open files that we're dealing with to make sure people get help. And we do all, like I say, all without charge. We're a nonprofit 501c3, so anyone who supports our work financially, they can write. It's a tax deductible gift, and they can keep up with our cases with our special newsletter, our Legal Insider, that they can sign up to get on our website. With all our many other goodies and resources for free at pji.org, pji.org.
Come on, people. It isn't that hard. If you can't remember pji.org, you might not want to drive. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just too easy. All right, so the federal judge ruled that the United States of America Miss America pageant can ban trans competitors, but isn't the House working on this equality bill on LGBTQ rights?
Yes, the House is, and well, the House has passed it, and so it's going to be going to the Senate. I mean, the Democrats, they're in control of the House. They backed this, which I will tell you, Joe, and I'm not exaggerating. This is probably the most egregious. Yep. Ugliest legislation when it comes to an assault on religious freedom and liberty than any piece of legislation probably in the United States history. This is how bad this is in so many ways. And if the Democrats have enough votes in the Senate, this could easily become law Biden has already said he's in favor of oppressing this oppressive legislation, and it has so many dimensions, ugly dimensions to it. It's very, very frightening if it passes. And we, of course, at Pacific Justice Institute, will be challenging multiple parts of it as unconstitutional. That's how bad it is.
Wow. Yeah, it's amazing to me. You know, some of the things that I've already read in it and seen it and what have you. I still don't understand the disingenuous mindset of a Democrat when they say that these males should be allowed to compete against females. There is a biological difference, one that they don't want us to pay attention to, apparently. Whether you think yourself to be male or female when you started off with the opposite gender, you still have the body makeup, the bone structure, the chemical makeup of the gender you were born with. You can't change that with a couple of pills, can you?
No, you can't. And the muscles and the muscle tissue that is already developed is already superior in terms of its overall. I mean, you have some women who are just, you know, they could take me to the ground, I'm sure. But, you know.
Well, I call them, and I'm not being nasty, but I call them Amazon women. They're very thickly built, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, they're definitely. But all in all, men have an irrebuttable genetic advantage in terms of muscle, skeletal structure. Even the brains function differently. And I'm not saying that one's better than the other, okay? But right. They function differently. Men have more white matter versus gray matter compared to women have more gray matter versus the white matter, relatively speaking. So it's they're very, very different, and hormonally they're different. So this is a major injustice to women, and that's why we have the Civil Rights Act amended so that women would have an equal opportunity in terms of athletics. Now this basically says, guys, you didn't make the varsity team. You want a scholarship? You can just go right on in there and compete with the women, kick them off the basketball team, the soccer team. You take the positions. Hey, you win the scholarships. And you can't be kept from getting the scholarship because if the Equality Act passes, you're going to be entitled to it. And women are going to be disenfranchised at a very, very fast and serious clip.
Yeah, it's too bad. I'm reading and looking about Anita Green right now. That's the 29-year-old transgender who had a lawsuit against a beauty pageant dismissed. So I'm saying to myself, my God, you know, you can even see, no matter what, you can see the muscle structure. You can still see the body makeup is different, and why they won't see that, why they won't deal with that. It's almost like they think by giving in, by appeasing, not only are they going to get more votes, it has to be vote-based. It cannot be any other thing. There's no way, because this is still considered a mental illness, if you would, is it not?
It's a mental condition. It used to be a mental disorder. But the liberals had the latest DMS manual say, no, it's not a disorder. It's a mental condition. It's a little fine line there. But it's really repulsive when we realize how extreme this will go. If the Equality Act, for example, passes, we at Pacific Justice Institute, we have a case defending a woman who works for Border Patrol. She's a Border Patrol agent. She's in the women's locker room. They shower every day. It's hot and sweaty. It's a tough job. The women are in the locker room. A man comes in. He says, I feel like I'm a woman. He has all the body parts of a man. The overwhelming majority of men who even have gender identity dysphoria are still sexually turned on by women, biological women. So here he is in the locker room, stripping off his clothes, looking at the women. They're screaming. And the government says, no, you have to, as a condition of employment, you have to be willing to be visually violated by the opposite biological sex because he says he feels like he is a female in his identity. That is so unreasonable. They even offered him an alternative place, a separate place for him to change and shower. He said, no, I want to be with the women. So we at Pacific Justice are taking on this case. We're going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Unfortunately, the Equality Act would rule in favor of that man and rule against the dignity of these women as a condition to be able to work for the federal government. It wouldn't just be the federal government. It would be all employers would have to have their women potentially visually violated in these circumstances. So it's a serious case. We at Pacific Justice are dealing with it already. And the only way to stop this Equality Act, if it becomes law, would be the Supreme Court. And this is one of the areas that we're going to be attacking, and we're already attacking it, if you will, in our litigation.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, this is one of those things I can't even guess at when it comes to the Supreme Court because of some of the things they've already done. But even with that said, you know, when you look at this and you say to yourself, okay, how have they ruled before on these sexual orientation or sexual preferences or whatever? I don't even know what to call this, all right? And are they going to rule based on science? And
no.
You know, what kind of fight does that, how to fight does that go down? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because science does not support the Radical Equality Act and the radical LGBTQ positions. It just doesn't. Those are based, their positions are based on feelings and agendas, not based on truth or fact, or even classical civil rights and human dignity. So we have some, our side, actually, the position we take is very well supported factually in terms of historical civil rights and human dignity, and that's why I think with this Supreme Court, thanks to President Donald Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court and federal courts, I think we have a very good chance at prevailing at most, if not the overall majority of the Equality Act. It's going to take a lot of hard litigation and fighting. You know, for example, like churches and synagogues, there's no exemption for them. So if they have a youth minister that they hire or youth rabbi that they hire, and he comes out and they come out and say, I just decided to marry a man, and by the way, I'm changing my gender, and I'm working with your junior high kids, your 7th and 8th grade boys and girls. This law would prevent the church from having him replaced, even though what he does goes against their beliefs of what's right and what's wrong. That is how insidious it crazy is. Universities, Christian colleges, universities, private religious schools, they may possibly not be able to have students with Pell Grants be able to attend their universities because of their strong issues of faith and beliefs on these issues.
This is amazing. They just paint with a broad brush that says all religious institutions are racist, homophobic, and bigoted and so forth because of their religious beliefs. Man,
right.
Try to play with that one in court. Hey, listen, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Brad will be with us on the other side. We'll be right back.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. I'm Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being involved in the conversation. Like I said, head up to the website. You do a couple things there for me. One is you can, well, you can donate to the show itself, support the show. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter. It's plain and simple. If you can't find it, you shouldn't be driving, maybe. You also want to, if you want text alerts, some of you don't like emails. I don't either. I get it. You want to text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And speaking of the law or legal issues, many of you know that we're in a little bit of a battle, with Katie Hill, because I won't get into the details of it. The bottom line with it, she is suing me or coming after me, as well as a few others. If you want more information on this, you simply go to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. Look it. Give up a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Send it my way. Every little bit helps, and I mean that sincerely. If everybody on my email list would give me $2, two lousy dollars, then we could have the legal fees on this more than covered. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. He's got a lot going on. He's out there protecting your rights and my rights to practice our religious beliefs, not to have our kids accosted at school, and so on. So, Brad, thanks for being with me. Appreciate it.
Oh, great to be on the program.
You know, it's it, and it's a true statement. I mean, it, this isn't just you're not just dealing with religious rights. You're dealing with all kinds of rights, educational rights for kids, what they're having to see and view in these schools. And I'll tell you what this distance learning has done, and I'm kind of excited about it, frankly. The sad part about this, and you and I have talked about this before, the sad part about this is that when we had our school board meetings, and in my school board, we have 22,000 kids, gives me about 16,000 to 17,000 households, you know, parents, and we might get three parents to show up for a board meeting. Okay? Now, with Zoom, we have 100, 200, 300, 400 people sometimes watching the board meeting on Zoom. That means, and a friend of mine called me, she said she takes her iPad, she turns it on, she sets it up while she's you know, fixing dinner and feeding the kids or doing whatever, and this way there she takes notes and she can ask questions either later on in the meeting or, you know, a day or two later. So it's actually caused people to engage and get involved, and they're seeing things that are flooring them. One parent sent me a note and said that that the teacher actually played a clip on deconstructing whiteness in her class, and it was a social studies class. And she said, "I don't even know what to do. I don't know. I got to pull my kids out. I got to homeschool. I got to do something." And I said, "Well, you might have some remedy with that. I mean, do the parents have any remedy to other than yanking them out of school and staying home with them? But I mean, is there any legal remedy they have when it comes to this kind of curriculum in schools?"
Potentially. They do. First, the state has, as you know, they have curriculum mandates, and they have boundaries also within those mandates. There are also restrictions regarding the kinds of, like, for example, questions that can be asked of students. But then there's also just basic harassment and emotional abuse that takes place. This kind of material is sick. It inspires and it results in students having feelings of guilt, insecurity, isolation. This is not healthy for students in any school, much less, say, in a junior high or a high school. We've seen a spiking of suicides already in this country through the pandemic and having the kids stay at home. This kind of material, precipitating guilt, isolation, insecurity, this is destructive, and this kind of material is begging potentially for a lawsuit, and particularly if a student, heaven forbid, acts out on those feelings being encouraged and initiated by this irresponsible, unprofessional teacher that should be fired probably.
Yeah, and you're seeing teachers, conservative teachers, being fired for certain things when it comes to the transgender world or not teaching certain things or what have you. And when it comes to the left, I've gotten reports of teachers telling kids that they have to take certain signs down on the wall in their bedrooms, you know, through the Zoom or what have you, or certain clothing that they have on. And I'm saying to myself, no, that child has a right to wear a MAGA hat should they want to, or whatever it is, America is great. Whatever it is,
right,
whatever they have, we're forcing them to stay home. They should be allowed to have what they're going to have in their bedroom. And the flip side of this, Brad, is that you've got teachers with flags and slogans and sayings on the wall behind them while they're teaching, and they're getting away with it.
Right. And when that happens, when teachers do that, what they do is they're creating a very insecure, unstable environment for the kids who have beliefs that don't agree with what that teacher is pushing. It's irresponsible. And parents, I encourage parents to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute whenever they see a teacher doing this, to let us know immediately. We can't do anything unless parents blow the whistle.
That's
and
right.
We have so many times parents have blown the whistle, they've contacted us, and we've stepped in, and we've seen results.
All right, so I like to jump all over the place. You know how it goes. We were talking about this whole LGBTQ rights and HR1 and what have you. But there's a dilemma here with the churches, and I don't know what spills into what. But a lot of churches, they're not all covered under their 501c3. Some of them have a business arm, if you would, and then you have the spiritual arm, which is the church and what have you. The bookstore may be under the business arm, because you're not grabbing books and running with them and leaving donations behind. You're actually paying for those books and that kind of stuff. In this case, you could potentially have a case, if the HR one were to go through, where you'd have to allow a gay or lesbian married couple to run the bookstore, to run the accounting department or what have you. You wouldn't be able to fire them, would you?
No, you wouldn't be able to do that. And it's very disturbing, because we're not even talking here about, you know, I can see some scenarios where a church, there may be someone who's a new believer, and you know, and they've yet to address this in their life. They're not even aware of it. I get that. But we're talking, though, about a church being forced to have someone work for them, potentially, that is insubordinate, that is in your face. I stand for something totally against what your church believes, and you can't do anything about it.
Yep.
That is very concerning, in both the commercial as well as on the regarding spiritual positions. The Equality Act would apply to ministry positions as well. So, I mean, it's that radical. Now, we defeated something like this in Wisconsin, in DuPere, Wisconsin, on behalf of several churches. And that was a resounding victory in federal court. But this Equality Act would mandate this federally, and that's another front that we'd have to fight in court and before the Supreme Court is unconstitutional. And we could even see pro-life pregnancy clinics potentially shut down, and it's an interesting theory on how it could apply because of the Equality Act with regards to marriage or pregnancy preference, if you will. And that's that would be an impact potentially a lot of pro-life ministries. This is the ugliest piece of legislation I have ever seen in U.S. history when it comes to religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, and then as far as taking children from families. When the parents say, no, I don't want my 13-year-old girl to change their gender. I don't want to affirm my 13-year-old boy his same-sex sexuality. I want to get counseling for him. That would be illegal under the Equality Act. It's an ugly piece of legislation. And the fact that this is supported by just about every single Democrat in Congress, the House and the Senate, and the White House, should be very telling that this Democrat Party is not the party, the Democrat Party of our parents.
No, not even close. Totally different. You're exactly. I mean, look at things like now they want to can Dr. Seuss because there's not enough colored or racial people in his books. I'm thinking, wait a minute. What does he have? He's got green people, yellow people, blue people, red people. I'm sorry. What color do you want? What color is he missing?
Yeah, it's and they're not even like the cat in the hat. It's a cat, okay? It's really crazy, and it's really such a shame for such a classic pioneer of children's books like Dr. Seuss to have his work suspended because of this crazy delusional mindset that is all about feelings and agendas, not about facts, not about real results and impacts.
Oh, loving this. All of this stuff, you know, like right now, what is it? They've dropped the effective rate of some of the vaccines. Johnson & Johnson, which they just approved, you know, had hopes of being 85-90% effective with one shot. Now they're talking about it being 66% effective. The other two shots have dropped their effective rates. Bill Gates has come out and said, hey, the third shot might help. They don't know. They have absolutely no clue. And I'm just loving this to death. And I think the problem is you're not going to be able to sue anybody. Well, you won't have enough time to talk about it. But they won't be able to sue anybody if they find out that the real testing that needed to be done wasn't done on this. Brad, where do they find you? More about PJI.
You bet. PJI.org. PJI.org.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Rick Trader from Conservative Commandos joins me in the next hour. We'll be back in a little bit.